This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. President Vidyadev Bhandari reaches Bhojpur to attend various programs. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda and CPNUML Chairman K.P. Sarma Oli agree for a meeting of high-level political mechanism. And New Zealand pilot taken hostage by separatists in Indonesia. Now the news in detail. President Vidyadev Bhandari has reached at Kulung of Salpa Salicho Rural Municipality of Bhojpur District to participate in various programs. President Bhandari is scheduled to unveil the statue of Yogmaya Pane. The president is also scheduled to conduct puja at the Pashupati Temple of Gaudeni in Salpa Salicho Rural Municipality 1 in the district. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda and CPNUML Chairman K.P. Sarma Oli held a meeting today. During the meeting held at Oli's Balkot-based private residence, the two agreed to a meeting of high-level political mechanism and discuss the upcoming president's election. Following the meeting, Prime Minister Dahal informed that they have agreed to arrange a meeting of the high-level political mechanism and discuss the president's elections tomorrow. During the meeting, UML Chair Oli asserted that the president's post should be given to the party as per the previous agreement, adding that the party would finalize the candidate's name after inter-party discussions. A meeting was held between Speaker Devraj Khemire and Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Chen Song. During the meeting at the Speaker's office at Singhadarbar, bilateral friendly relations and exchange of parliamentary activities and other issues were discussed. Speaking on the occasion, Speaker Khemire praised China's support for health supplies and vaccines during the COVID-19 pandemic. Likewise, Chinese Ambassador Song wished Speaker Khemire success in his tenure. Voting for the by-election of a member of the National Assembly has started in Lumini Province. The voting will take place until 3 p.m. Voting has started in the premises of the staff meeting center located in Gorahi Submetropolitan City 15. Kumar Dausodi of CPNUML, Madhav Prasad Acharya of Nepali Congress and Rajendravir Rai from Nagarik Unmukti Party have been candidates for the by-elections. Nepal is hosting an international symposium, Partnership for Technology in Peacekeeping, on coming 12th to 15th of June in cahoots with the United Nations. A spokesperson of Defense Ministry, Prakash Paudel, said that the 7th edition of the International Symposium is to be hosted in Nepal in collaboration with UN Department of Operations Support and the Office of Information and Communications Technology. As many as 300 participants, comprising representatives and experts of the UN peacekeeper deploying countries and support organizations would participate in the event. The Nagma Gamgadi route along the Karnali Highway will be upgraded. In the first phase, the 6.5 kilometers road will be blacktop and construction will begin in mid-February. Office Chief Rajiv Shrestha said they geared off for the managing the budget for blacktopping the entire road. The blacktopping of the Nagma Gamgadi gravel road is expected to encourage tourist arrival to the Rara Lake. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Rescuers are desperately searching for survivors in southern Turkey and northern Syria after two huge earthquakes on Monday. More than 7,800 people have been killed, but there are warnings that the death toll could continue to surge. As search efforts continue into a second freezing cold night, time is running out for rescuers to find survivors under the rubble. Relatives of victims who lived in collapsed buildings have joined frantic rescue efforts in one of the worst hit Turkish cities. Some families have said rescue services took too long to respond in some areas. The first 7.8 magnitude quake struck near Gaziantep in early hours of Monday, followed by a 7.5 magnitude tremors hours later. U.S. President Joe Biden called on Republicans to help finish the job of delivering for hardworking families in his annual State of the Union address. The Democrats stressed the importance of bipartisanship to divided Congress, where the lower chamber now has a Republican majority. He also vowed to defend U.S. sovereignty in the wake of incursion by an allies Chinese spy balloon. The speech was seen as a roadmap for a widely expected 2024 re-election bid. Biden's 73-minute address came as his public approval rating hovers near the lowest level of his presidency. Biden delivered the address to a packed chamber and high-profile guests, including U2's Bonos as well as Supreme Court justices. A New Zealand pilot has been taken hostage by separatist fighters in Indonesia's breakaway Papua region. The Martins 37 was taken after his plane carrying 5 passengers was attacked after it landed in the remote mountainous province of Nugda. His abductors, the West Papua National Liberation Army, said that Indonesian he is safe. But they say they won't release him until the independence of West Papua is recognized. Indonesian authorities say they are deploying a search and rescue team. But police noted it was logistically difficult because the remote area can only be reached by air. Meanwhile, New Zealand's Prime Minister Chris Hipkins said the country's embassy in Jakarta was working on the case. The foreign ministry had earlier said it was well aware of the situation. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Province 1 at Gandaki Province. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Province 1 and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. Chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high mountainous region of Province 1. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Bidyadeep Bhandari reaches Bhojpur to attend various programs. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda and CPNUML Chairman K.P. Sarma Oli agree for a meeting of high-level political mechanism. And New Zealand pilot taken hostage by separatists in Indonesia. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Red Nepal. Have a good day.